The Gospel of John, Chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, We also go with you. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have you any meat? And they answered, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast therefore. And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his fisher's coat on him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then comes, and taking bread and giving them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, love you me more than these? He said unto him, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, love you me? He said unto him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, love you me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Love you me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say unto you, when you were young, you dressed yourself, and walked whither you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall dress you, and carry you whither you would not. This spoke he, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto them, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrays you? Peter, seeing him, says to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, If I will that he should tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow you me. Then went this saying abroad among the disciples, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but, If I will that he live till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple which testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.